Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Oh, hello everybody. Welcome to the midweek Rush Hour here at Triple M, 13th floor here on Franklin Street. Looking forward to a wonderful show for the next hour and a half. We're here till 7 o'clock. Plenty to get through. We've got cricket happening tonight down at Adelaide Oval, but I want to say a big hello and my right-hand man, and he's the star of this show, Bernie Vince.
That is not what you said off air. You said you're the captain and you got to know where you sit, and I'm not even the vice. But it is good to be here, Jars. Bit of rain. Looks like it's coming, though, for the game tonight. So hopefully it's not shortened, but you never know. They're good with the covers. Keep the pitch nice and dry. But Rashid Khan came out and said this is the best ever Adelaide Strikers outfit to take on a team, and what better week to do it?
Well, tonight
when they're playing Melbourne Stars, the table Melbourne Stars coming off a loss too.
They are too.
Your boy Stoinis,
yeah, and we're going to talk about Marcus Stoinis. So I've got a little bit of a Marcus Stoinis lotto.
Okay,
right? I want to share it with the family.
To that.
All right, 133353, but we'll do now. T20 showdown cricket teams have been announced between our respective sides for the bushfire fundraising event, and it's going to be a massive. They've already pre-sold 25,000 to 30,000 tickets on there to believe.
Isn't it?
Serious?
Yep.
Great
for,
support.
The game on February the 2nd.
Great support.
Now, go through it, Byrne. There's been some, I think, the Adelaide Crows, there's been some shock selections from the Adelaide Crows. Tom Lynch, the captain.
Yep.
All right.
Good cricketer, though.
I'm staggered with some of the names that got picked for this game.
I am, but I think they just battle a little bit maybe compared to the Port Adelaide side. A lot of underage state players the Port Adelaide players have got.
Haven't they?
Hartlett, Rosie. But I'll run through the teams quickly. For Port Adelaide, Tommy Jonas is skipper with Travis Boat. We've got Cleary, Farrell, Hartlett, Marshall, Rosie and Woodcock.
Can play.
And for the Crows, Tommy Lynch is going to captain them. What are you
good
laughing
player,
already?
No, he's a good player.
He's a good player. Brad Crouch
he's
can
their
play.
Star.
This is about where they fall away.
This is
Matt
it.
Crouch. We got the big Fog. Fog, how's he going to be in the field?
Seisman plays golf.
He does anything but
cricket. This is a shock selection for me.
Now, this is your big shock.
This is
terrible. And we've got him coming up, so we're going to have to ask him about this, how much cricket he's actually played. But we've got Rory Sloane. We've got Brody Smith. And do we need to name him?
He's
you know
useless.
What I quite enjoyed about this? He's named, this is the batting order. Yeah. He's named last.
He's
the big Texan's named last.
And you played golf with him today.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Oh, how could he be picked?
Oh.
Now, we're going to catch up with Rory Sloane, announced as the new Adelaide Crows captain. And congratulations to Rory. We love him dearly and no doubt will do a wonderful job leading his side. But we'll go through that a little bit more with our respective teams. But to me, that Adelaide Crows slide is
they're in trouble.
They're in a
lot of trouble.
You and I have received no phone calls whatsoever.
Well, I did send a little text message out to Tommy Lynch, the captain, and just said, look, if you actually want to be competitive, we're available.
Port Adelaide have got a gun playing for them. That hasn't been named.
He's in who's this?
Well, he's a fast bowler from the Redbacks cricket program.
Oh, so it couldn't be a current player. It must be Sean Tate.
No, it's not Tatey. Not the Wild.
He's a Crows man anyway.
He's scary.
Maybe the Crows could get in.
No. But he's the ambassador for Port Adelaide.
Oh, Chatty Sayers. Right.
And
so
I'm
who is he going
to
target?
Well, the word that's getting out from the corridors of the cricket is that they're going to target Brad Crouch early.
Yeah,
because they feel that he's the gun.
Okay.
And then the other big buffoon, Texie Walker's gone in big trouble from Chatty Sayers.
He might
off the long run too.
He might have to have a spell and wait for Tex to come in at number 11. to have a crack at him. But got a big show, Jazz.
We've got a big show. And here's Matty Nix, the Adelaide Crows coach, announcing to the team yesterday their new club captain.
Our captain for 2020 is Rory Sloane. Unanimously voted across the board. For you, you should be proud that you're going to be able to represent this club, but know you've got the backing of everyone in this room.
There you go.
There it is. Well, we all thought he was going to be captain. It was
absolutely.
Just a matter of time to wait. Yeah. I don't know why they waited so long, to be honest.
Well, clubs, Jazz, you're right.
And how is it? the game, they're only 1 month away from playing, Jazz. A bit late.
They are. And how do you think he'll go, Byrne, just quickly?
No, I think he'll be good. I think he leads from the front. He's the sort of captain you want leading your football club.
Mm.
He just leads from the front, doesn't he? He has a crack. Head over the footy.
Brody Smith in, Tom Duday in. So I reckon a bit of youth into the leadership program. Talia and Texie Walker dumped.
It's an interesting one. I'm going to ask Sloaney about that a little bit later, how the selection works and how Daniel Talia, which I think is a great leader in their back line, is out of that position as well.
Nice.
So we'll ask him when he comes
on. Beautiful. Sean.
Jazz.
Oh, tune.
Radio icon.
Tune.
Over to you.
Thank you. Rory Sloane next.
Yes.
Yes. Sloaney. Sole captain of the Adelaide Crows coming up right after this.
What a joke.
Bernie and Jazz. The Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M. Bernie and Jazz. Bernie is Bernie Vince. And, of course, Jazz, Andrew Jarman. The Rush Hour now between 5.30 and 7.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane. And he has put it through the Sloane dog. Rory!
Sloaney, one of our all-time favourites, isn't he, Sloaney? And obviously captain last year and sole captain now, mate. You must be very, very proud to lead this great club.
Absolutely, Bern. No, it is a huge honour, mate. And I was really proud to share it last year with Tex, and that's something I'll cherish forever. Captaining the Adelaide Crows with one of my best mates, and now to do it alone, yeah, very proud as well.
Well done, mate. And Matty Nix was saying about how you unanimously voted in. How does that work? Is that like the old days when I was at the footy club, a vote from the players or the coach pick it, or was it voted among the coaches? To run us through that process.
Yeah, I suppose more of the way we're trying to do or going to do things this year is make sure everyone in our footy department is involved. So you know, that was all coaches, players. So everyone had a say, mate. I think most guys caught up with Nixie at some point and just had a good chat with him and gave him their thoughts. And we've got some great leaders in this footy club, mate, as you know, and your best mate's one of them, Tex and Tails, and both of those guys, I think, took such a selfless decision and decided to step away to make a little bit of room for a couple of younger boys to come through. I think that's just the ultimate leadership.
You mentioned Daniel Talia and Tex. Obviously, Tex stepping down this year. Did Daniel Talia step out of the leadership group? Was that his call, was it?
Those two have voted quite heavily in our when Nixie caught up with the players and coaches too, because those two are outstanding leaders of our club. But they both made the decision to make way for guys like Brody Smith, Matt Crouch and Tom Dedane. Yeah, as I said before, that's probably the ultimate leader's decision is to make room for some young blood coming through. And pretty proud of those two boys in particular.
Congratulations, Sloane Dog. It's been a long journey, and now you're the solo man for the Adelaide Crows. But since you've been in Adelaide, you've never had the boys around for a barbecue. Now as the captain, when will that happen? When will that change, young man?
Which boys are you on about?
Your teammates for a barbecue.
NX.
Now that you're captain?
No, I've had all the boys around plenty of times.
Okay.
It's you that hasn't had anyone around you. I think you're confusing yourself.
now the truth's coming.
Texas told me you're furfy. Yeah. Mate, when did you sit down with Nixie to discuss the role as club captain? And how excited have you been with Nixie on board? And what's he brought to the group so far?
First question. What was the first question?
Yeah, actually, two questions. When did you when did you sit down with Nixie regarding the captaincy?
No, I can't remember. We've chatted from day dot just around what's best for the footy club more so going forward, not just captaincy. It's more just around what's going to be best for this young group going forward, and that's pretty much what all our conversations have been about: how to maximise or get the most out of this young crew and a few senior heads this season. We're certainly training very well at the moment, and. Obviously, we haven't played any games yet under Nixie, but we can't wait to play some footy, mate, because, the boys are really excited. Some young crew that are training the house down as well.
I want to talk to you about State of Origin. Obviously, you're from Victoria, drafted from Victoria. You're keen to play in that if selected, and which I'm sure you will be. Jazz does want to call it State of Origin.
No, it's an exhibition game, charity game. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful concept, but it's not State of Origin.
Okay, so you keen to play in the, what is it, exhibition?
Well, exhibition game with charity event.
For Victoria, yeah. Which is his State of Origin.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
He gets angry at this one.
Yeah, I bet he would too. But he's a proud South Australian. He wants to get angry. It used to be a Vic for South Australian thing. That's the State of Origin.
Yeah. That's the boy.
But, no, mate, I'll absolutely put my hand up. It's a
good boy.
For an unbelievable cause. It'd be, I'll do absolutely anything to help raise some cash for the bushfires. I mean, I grew up in the Dandenong Rangers, which is, I mean, growing up, I think I was evacuated twice, I reckon.
Really?
Throughout my early years. So I know how devastating fires can be. And, to do whatever we can to help communities, especially, I mean, Eastern Victoria, New South Wales, I mean, even over here, KI and the Hills, whatever we can to help out, I think, I'll certainly be a part of.
Sloaney, congratulations to the respective footy clubs playing the T20 Showdown cricket match, February the 2nd, Adelaide Oval. I think they've pre-sold nearly 30,000 tickets. Great for the bushfire fundraiser. Now, the teams have been announced today. Mate, I'm shocked that you got a berth because you can't play cricket. You're a wonderful surfer and a gun tennis player. How in the hell did you get in that squad?
How do you know I can't play cricket?
You can't play cricket, mate. I've done my homework. You and Tex Walker can't play cricket.
I told Tex I'll play third base, absolutely. Oh.
you know it's not one in, one bounce, Sloaney.
That's a rule, isn't it?
Well, I think,
I've got a great forehand. I'll be able to hit
I think you're serious, too.
Oh. Straight down the line, mate. Straight down the line, past the bowler.
Well, fantastic anyway, mate, and all the best. And thanks for sharing it with us today. And you're back on board for 2020 on the rush hour too, aren't you?
Of course. I would not miss
Good
a
boy.
Year on the rush
Good
hour.
Boy.
So I'm excited to have Bern on board. I'll have a few stories. Bern and I will have a few stories for each other, I reckon.
Okay. Remember, they've got to be nice and clean.
Absolutely. I'll explain to the listeners why I call Bernie the finisher. Oh. That's my favorite.
He's writing it down. He can't spell it, but he's writing it. It started with an F, I think.
There'll be plenty of others there too, so I can't wait to have you on board, Bern.
Good boy, Sloaney. Thanks very much for joining us. That was Rory Sloane, the new captain of the Adelaide Football Club.
He can't play cricket.
It's Bernie and Jars. We'll see. Bernie and Jars, Bernie Vince, Andrew Diamond, the rush hour between 5:30 and 7 these days on Triple M.
Now, Jars, I was just on the way to golf this morning and managed to get the back end of the Brekkie show. Our great friends ruined it.
Where are they going? They're going really well,
I think. But I just got the back of a little conversation that evolved around you, and you were talking off air and a little bit at the start about vain sportsmen. We're going to touch on that a little bit later. This is a grab from our boss, Matty, from this morning.
Our boss, Matt O'Reilly's come into the studio.
Second day in a row.
Yeah, he's going back to back. Now, you've got a story for us about mundane jobs.
Well, it's not me being asked to do something, but you might remember Iron Hayden used to do the 9 till midday shift.
Yeah, big Hayden.
Award-winning announcer, actually. Yes. But he can also, in his spare time, edit some videos. Mm. Well, someone who hosts a drive show here, Andrew Jarman, heard that Hayden was great with his video editing and one day turned up with two of those, you know, those big blue and red bags, you know, the cheap, like $3 bags that you get. They're very durable, with full of VHS videos of Jars's, the games where he, you know, 30 plus touches or whatever.
That would have been smaller bags.
He said, Hayden, it was quite a large bag. He said, Hayden, I want you to sit through, watch all of those, pick out all the times I get the footy, montage them all together in one video for me. Hado spent months doing it.
What did he offer him?
A slab of beer.
No. Oh, you fed dinkums.
I'm not sure he ever paid up.
Hado agreed to do it.
Well, I think he felt obliged to do it.
He didn't do it.
Gotta be.
He did do it.
It would have taken days, weeks, months.
Jars, this needs to be brought up on radio.
You've gone red in the face. You've started sweating. You're starting to smell different for some reason. I don't know why.
A good boy,
that can't be true.
It is true.
They're having a crack at mine.
It is true. I'll find it.
And they
it's
said,
on a USB. I'll get it out.
Oh, he did it. He did it.
Did a great job.
Those bags aren't that big. Quite a big bag.
20 years worth, mate.
Yeah, but I like what Roo said. He said, can you just go through and edit my 30 possession games? Well, that won't be many. talk us through that. Who does that? You were talking about vain sportsmen earlier.
I wanted to have something for my kids to watch and my grandkids. So I thought, Hado, who's a magician with his fingers, he said, mate, love to do it. And he had a ball doing it. He had a ball for six months.
He had a ball for 6 months going through every time
and
you touched the knacker.
I had a carton of beer ready for him, but he didn't went to the hit station. So we lost him.
Can I just point out geographically, it's 20 steps over there to hit. How can you not hand him a carton of beer?
You're parking the same car park.
Boom, we've got the big bash happening down at Adelaide Oval. The Adelaide Strikers v the Melbourne Stars. 6:40 start. Hopefully we get a very big crowd. Now, we're on the 13th floor. The Adelaide Oval lights are, they're not on yet, Boom. Well, and yet, I don't know what's it's dark there. And we've got some rain coming.
We have. It's coming from the southwest too, Jars. It's not far away.
They said there'll be some showers coming through. So hopefully we'll get a game underway because we've got some superstars back in both lineups.
Certainly. Rashid Khan said best squad he's ever seen Adelaide Strikers put out in the park. So we don't want it to rain, Jars.
What about this squad, Byrne? The T20 showdown teams. Now, we spoke to Rory Sloan a little bit earlier in the show, he's been selected and he can't play cricket.
Well, he described a shot down the ground as a stroke down the line.
Because he's a gun tennis player back in his youth and he's a surfer.
He asked if it was one and one bounce. It's real amateur
Port
short
Adelaide
stuff, you know.
Very strong.
Well, Port Adelaide they've bolstered their side. They've all got all junior state cricketers. And not only that, they've gone out and poached not just a bloke off the street. No. Chad Sayers.
I think Marley's Chad Sayers.
Chad Sayers is
going
to play for Port Adelaide. How about Adelaide recruiting someone that can actually play?
I think I'm hearing Buff Lehman.
I'm thinking we need to scare a few. What about, I'm thinking Sean Tate.
No, James Pattinson. Isn't he good mates with Lynchy?
He is.
Oh, we need Paddo.
Well, there we go. he would ruffle some feathers. What else you got, Jars?
Earlier we had Rory Sloane on, as I mentioned, the new Adelaide Crows captain for 2020. He had this to say about Daniel Talia and Tex Walker, how they were selfless.
Yep.
It's always was about what's going to be best for this footy club going forward, and I'm glad I can be a part of that along with the four other guys that are going to join me in this leadership group. It's going to be a very, very enjoyable ride.
So they've stepped down. They've put their hand up and said,
"That's it.
I've had enough time in here. I'm going to free up some time." They've both got young kids.
Enjoy their footy.
And sometimes players at that, I guess that time in their career need to step away from that and freeze up a bit of time. And Texas. Loving the fact that he's not captain now. So and the same with, I guess, Talia.
Nick Kyrgios has been wonderful and been very passionate and outspoken about the bushfires that have destroyed our country. John McEnroe, post-interview, he had a good win last night. Very, very emotional. Oh, Nicholas.
I just want to say that from this point forward, I want to donate $1,000 to the Bushfire Relief Fund for every set you win the rest of this tournament.
Was that 10,000 a set or 1,000?
1,000.
1,000 a set that Kyrgios wins.
Mm.
And he even made a point of saying, from this match.
From this,
Oh, so the three that he won in that game doesn't count.
No.
Or that match.
It starts in his next game.
So he may win another two set. It might cost him two grand.
And what's
he
worth?
You've donated more than that.
What's John McEnroe worth?
Oh, billions.
Could have said 10,000 or 20 grand.
Yeah, I thought I was hearing.
Nice gesture by the great man.
Oh, no, it's all about it. It all adds up, Jas.
Can't bag him.
No, can't bag him. Well done.
But up next, I'm going to bag a Melbourne Stars and former Australian cricketer.
Oh, you've got something in the gun here.
All right.
And you haven't been happy.
And I want the family to get involved.
The text message you've been sending me about this bloke, and he's a star too.
All right.
Rush Hour. Triple M's Rush Hour. Now on between 5:30 and 7 with Bernie and Jas. Bernie Vince and Andrew Jarman.
John McEnroe.
The vainest sportsman in the world. We'll find out who next. Bernie and Jars, the Rush Hour on Triple M, and you can catch the guys live Friday, 5:30, at the Big Shed Brewing Company. 5:30, they're going to be there. The first broadcast for the year, which is going to be pretty cool. Lots of prizes to win. Big Shed Brewing Company, their brand new venue at 1154 Old Port Road for good beer, good food, and good fun.
Thank you, Sean. 1-3-5-3. Who's the vainest sports person in the world? Now, Byrne, listen to me and the family.
I'm listening.
Now, the Melbourne Stars take on the Strikers tonight.
Yep.
Marcus Stoinis, who's right up there.
Leading run scorer.
Right
he's
up
got
there.
The yellow cap on.
He's got the yellow cap on and playing absolute scintillating cricket. Now, for me, he's one of the vainest people I've ever seen play sport.
Vain? Why?
Yeah.
How?
Count how many times tonight, family, he looks at himself at the big TV screen.
Oh, he
while
does,
he's
yeah.
batting and while he's fielding
he
and
does.
While he's in the stands.
He does do a lot
of
that.
Oh, I've picked it up. I've picked it up the last couple of weeks watching the Melbourne Stars play. He's right up there.
Well, you know,
and AFL footballers do it a lot too, which bugs me. I don't like it at all. You should not be worrying about anything outside the fence line. Stay in the zone. Stay in the zone and stay with your brothers.
Well, you know, the AFL players gotten a little bit of an excuse now because the shot clock runs down when they're having a set shot. So they look up.
Yeah, but you can look at the clock. Just look at the clock. Don't have to look at
the screen.
Yourself.
It's on the screen. Yeah, but then I think what they do is they look at themselves. They blame it on the little shot clock saying, oh, I'm just looking at how much time left. But I agree with you.
You with me?
I think the only reason we're noticing this, though, is because he's been batting through. He's been out there
fantastic.
The whole time.
Don't get me wrong. Fantastic.
He sort of comes across as that sort of bloke that doesn't mind the way he looks. And, you know, he's got a bit of a strut and he's got a bit of
Alex
swagger.
Carey. He doesn't.
No.
He don't look at himself when he wicket keeps or when he's batting.
No.
Alex has got no interest. But, mate, he's right up there, Marcus Stoinis.
Right,
and you
up
watch
there.
Him tonight. I reckon between 50 to 60 times.
50 to 60?
Yeah, he'll have a look at himself tonight.
Wow.
If they get the game underway.
Maybe.
All right, so there you go. I'm going to count him. I'm going to count him tonight.
Well, that's
how many times?
Let's be on Stoinis watch.
Stoinis watch. Stoinis Lotto.
Stoinis Lotto. You're calling it now. So what are we doing? We're going to take calls.
Well, 1-2-3-5-3.
The vainest sportsman, you know.
The Twitter family's piped up. Mike Newbound said Serena Williams is right up there.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. We didn't even
And you
think
got
of
your
her.
Poll, Shawnee?
Yeah, look, we're doing a poll on the moment. Who's the vainest sports person in the,
world?
Four different options. Coming in at fourth is Juice, 11%.
Juice,
That's you. That's sorry you. About that. Third, Jars on 13%.
Wow. That's also you.
Coming in third is Marcus Stoinis on 37%. He's coming in second.
Second.
And first on 39% is Andrew Jarman.
Oh! No way!
So if you added them all up, you're way ahead of Marcus Stoinis.
Mate, after your video crap you did the other day, you deserve that.
JJ from the Twitter family, Dermot Brereton.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Let's get this baby underway, Sean.
We need some phone calls. And the greatest thing about this is, if you're a really good caller and you've got a great nomination here, tickets to the Adelaide 36ers, Brisbane Bullet, Saturday night, Adelaide Entertainment Centre. It is going to rock. And you're going to be there for free. And if you want to buy tickets for that, by the way, tickettech.com. 1-3-3-5-3. We want your nominations for the vainest sports person. It could even be Bernie or Jars or anyone else. Give us a call, Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Charles. We had Rory Sloane about half an hour ago. If you missed that interview, get the Triple M Rush Hour podcast. It'll drop at about 7:05. Quality stuff. Bernie and Charles, Triple M.
Melbourne Stars champion batsman. We can say that because he's wearing the yellow cap in the Big Bash League. Marcus Stoinis. Now, we're on his watch tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I've picked something up a few weeks ago that he loves looking at himself on the big TV screen. Loves it. Absolutely loves it. When he bats, when he fields, and even when he's in the dugout with his comrades.
When he fields?
Yeah,
look at watching the ball.
Me.
Yeah.
Now that's okay, but it just got me thinking. He's probably one of the vainest sports persons going around at the moment. And we've had a couple of great tweets from our family saying Serena Williams is right up there. Yep. Dermot Brereton's right up there.
Yep.
Sean Craig Murphy and his rubbish poles slap me. I can't believe you haven't been mentioned with your white curly teeth
I'm
and
not
your
vain.
And your and your peroxide
I'm
hair.
Born like this, mate.
I've got another bloke called Tony McGoran, one of my mates, Mugger. He's right up there.
Right up
Loves there. Himself. The family's gone berserk, Sean and Byrne. The phones have gone berserk. Let's go to Wade of Old Norlunga. G'day, Wade-o.
How you going, boys?
Good, thanks, mate.
Got to be Warwick Capper, doesn't it?
The Wiz. He's on the Today Show the other day.
Was he?
How does he survive that, boy?
I don't know, but he was talking some crap about doing something. Oh, he's with Pamela Anderson. That's right. He's doing something with Pamela Anderson, Warwick Capper.
Yeah, so it's that ad for the
Ultratune, is it?
Ultratune, that's
it. Yeah, it is.
Is he?
Those crap ads, I don't know. Oh, funny. But
good on your way, though. Well done. Lock him in. Dazza from Morfitt Vale.
There's only one.
Who was it?
Shane Warne. For the hair, for the facelift,
The white teeth. Yep.
He's done the lot.
Yep, good call,
he
Daz.
He certainly has, but he's done a lot for the bushfires lately.
Yeah,
hasn't
he's done a lot
that
for Australian cricket.
He has.
Have a good day. Good night, Daz. Pete from Ross Trevor. G'day, Pete.
G'day, how you going?
Vainest sports person in the world, my friend.
Mark Jacko Jackson.
Oh, Jacko.
Or what?
Oh, I loved him.
Jacko. He was an entertainer, wasn't he?
Loved him.
He was.
Played for my Melbourne Football Club as well.
Jacko Jackson.
Jacko wasn't an entertainer, Jazz. What did you like about him?
Just entertain. That's what footy's about.
Yep. Not enough of that anymore, is it?
No, not anymore, no.
You'd get bagged doing that now.
He wasn't good looking enough to be bagged.
Doesn't matter. He was an entertainer, and the bloke could actually play some football. One of the best set shots for goals. And he doesn't get credit for that, old Jacko. I'm an individual. Don't fool me. Let's go to Dublin. Brenton.
How you going, fellas?
All right, buddy.
Good, mate.
Good. Alex Rance, every single time he does something, has a look at the big screen to see how it was.
I'm with you, Brenton. I mentioned him off air. I said Alex Rance, and Jars looked at me like I'd shot someone. But I'm telling you, he is. I'm with you. Why do you think that?
Why? Yeah. Oh, didn't he want to be a supermodel one day?
I think he did.
Do you put Josh Gibson up there as well, former Hawthorn player?
I'd put a close second.
Close second, yeah.
What about Jake Weatherill from the Strikers? Now his hair's peroxide.
Oh, that's a big call, but I wouldn't put him up there.
All right, I'm just throwing
Rance. Yeah. Rance is right up there for me.
I tell you another one we've got to throw in there, Riley Knight from the Adelaide Crows. Have you seen what he's done to his hair?
What's he going undone?
He's given it a little peroxide.
Not full white, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no. Wants to look like Warnie.
Come on.
Riley Knight. Honestly.
What do they do? They think it looks good now?
Well, I don't know, Ben, but that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about this. But anyway, let's watch him tonight, Marcus Stoinis. The Adelaide Oval lights are on, Burn. I've switched them on. 6:40 start. So hopefully the weather can hold. But I'm tipping between 50 to 60 times he'll look at himself on the big screen tonight at Adelaide Oval.
Okay, I'll go between 20 and 30. The lights are on, Jars, at Adelaide Oval across here, and the teams are in, and Billy Stanlake comes back in for the Strikers. Alex Carey comes back in, and Glenn Maxwell has handed the captaincy over tonight to Peter Hampscombe, and following the death of a close family member, which is very sad news, but he does remain available to play tonight. Yep. So our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. So, but coming up, Logan O'Hope from the Adelaide Giants. He's the catcher, Jars. We're going to interview him and ask him all things American sport and baseball.
Yeah, Giants doing really well this season. It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, 104.7 Triple M. Don't forget, if you want to see the Rush Hour, Bernie and Jars live, they're going to be at the Big Shed Brewing Company Friday, 5:30. I'm going to be shouting the bar from 5:30 as well. Big Shed Brewing Company, visit the new venue at 1154 Old Port Road for good beer, good fun and
good entertainment. I drove past there today. Looks fantastic, the Big Shed.
Are you shouting the bar, did I hear him just say?
Well, we both are. We both are. We're a team, mate. It's not about you. It's not about me. Okay. It's about us and the Triple M family. Get down there at 5:30. Nice. We will shout some beers at the Big Shed Brewing.
I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, Burn, I overheard you talking to our boss, Matty O'Reilly, who's never here, does stuff all when he is here as our boss.
He's here the first 2 days.
Not in mind. Now, you've been attending a lot of weddings and you've emceed a number of weddings.
Yes.
But you spoke about an incident at one of the weddings where you got crook or your face drooped and stopped. What happened?
Bell's palsy, mate. So I guess with my group of friends, you can only get married at certain times being footballers. So a lot of my footballing mates, you get married in off seasons or over Christmas breaks. And unfortunately, unfortunately, we had 3 weddings in 6 days. Now, just logistically, that becomes tough. And that's coming off, obviously, Christmas. And then between that is New Year's. So we had one on New Year's Day New Year's is the night before. And it's just a very busy, rush time. And unfortunately, it's not something you catch. It just, you develop it. And I got Bell's palsy, which...
So what triggered it?
Well, they don't really know the exact answer to that. But they say it can be stress-related or viral-related. But I wasn't.
So what were your symptoms like? What were they?
So what happens with Bell's palsy is one side of your face is completely paralysed. I woke up. This is even before the weddings, in between. It was the morning of one of them, Jeremy Howe's wedding. Yeah, I just noticed my right sort of lip, top lip, was a little bit numb.
Yep.
And I thought, this feels a little bit weird. And I sort of mentioned it to Abby, and she goes, go straight down to the doctor's and get that checked.
Done, Abs. Yeah.
And I could feel things started to feel a little bit different. And I was like, I should be okay. I'll see how I go at the wedding and we'll get it checked tomorrow if it's still there. And then it did start to really go. So I went down and got checked. They said, it's the onset of Bell's palsy and your face may or may not go completely sort of paralyzed. And it went completely paralyzed. So it stopped sending the message to your eye on that side to lubricate. So it doesn't lubricate your eye and you can't blink. You can't shut your right eye. I couldn't shut anything.
Could you talk?
Well, I sounded...
Like a strop type.
My lip, I couldn't say my Fs because you got to trap air on the right side. So it was a little bit weird. And people were looking at me at the wedding going, what has happened here?
So
and
your face just
and
drooped.
I felt a little bit embarrassed because I was like, no, I'm feeling fine. And obviously I took it easy at the weddings.
Well, you weren't talking like that now back at the wedding, were you?
I was sort of talking like, prof, prof, like
strop
that.
From home.
But remember, I had to, of the the last wedding, I can laugh about it now because but this can last for 6, serious. 12, oh, 18 dear. Months for some people. And luckily it was only about 10 days for me. But remember, I had to MC the last wedding.
Oh.
So I was thinking, did they think you were drunk? Better. Well, they did, but it was just sort of a cheap gag off the top for me. Burn. No, it was. I just sort of mentioned at the start, and it was starting to come back a little bit by the last.
So you were lucky.
So I was pretty lucky.
You didn't hang around. So what treatment did you get?
Well, they just give you some
anti-inflammatory.
Well, it's sort of steroid. I think it's a steroid sort of tablet that you take for 10 days, and then just some multivitamins, get you some anti-stress stuff, get me back going. I think it's sort of the onset of it was when they confirmed that I was working with you. That was the early. My lip really started to go numb and started to quiver.
I did not know that was coming.
Don't worry about the wedding, Jazz. It was you.
Triple M's Rush Hour, Bernie and Jazz taking it on the road on Friday. If you want to see Bernie and Jazz and you want to get a free beer, free frothy, they're going to be shouting the bar from 5:30. And the bar that we're talking about here is the Big Shed Brewing Co. 5:30 Friday, get along, watch these guys live in action, get yourself a free beer as well. Big Shed Brewing Co. Visit their new venue at 1154 Old Port Road for good beer, good fun and good food.
Beautiful stuff. Well done. Scorer update down at Adelaide Oval, please.
Scorer update. The Melbourne Stars won the flip of the bat and they decided to bowl. It's 3.5 overs gone, none for 26. Salt's going nuts, 22 off 12 jars. He's looking very good, so I'm looking forward to seeing him making a few tonight.
Good crowd down there, good atmosphere, and looks good on the TV. Marcus Stoinis, if you missed us, I did have a bit of a whack that he loves looking at himself on the big screen.
Yep, so just under the score, we've got the Marcus Stoinis Lotto. He's up to three already.
Three times he's looking at himself, and he's fielding, and he's looking at himself on the screen.
Wowee, yeah, okay.
All right, now massive, massive get tomorrow for our show, the Rush Hour. Oh, Rashid Khan from the Strikers, the spin king.
I'm nervous.
He's going to join us. Rashid Khan.
He saved the Strikers this year.
Mate, he's the number one player in the comp.
Oh, by far.
Am I? You with me?
By far. And they've confirmed he's staying for the full season too. You know how we thought he was going home? He's confirmed he's staying.
Well, we need to win tonight. We guarantee some finals.
We do. And beautiful. And we can do some damage up there, so I'm looking forward to it.
Lovely. Shawnee?
And it was a great chat with Rory Sloane that we had a little earlier here on the Rush Hour.
You mentioned Daniel Talia and Tex. Obviously, Tex stepping down this year. Did Daniel Talia step out of the leadership group? Was that his call, was it?
Yeah, well, those two have voted quite heavily in our when Nixie caught up with the players and coaches too, because those two are outstanding leaders of our club. But they both made the decision to make way for guys like Brodie Smith, Matt Crouch and Tom Dedain. Yeah, as I said before, that's probably the ultimate leader's decision, is to make room for some young blood coming through. And pretty proud of those two boys in particular.
Yeah, if you want to hear the whole chat with Rory Sloan, that podcast, we call it the Rush Hour Catch-Up, going to be up in about 5 minutes from now. And if you want to really easily access it, get the Triple M app on your mobile phone. And you can listen live to the Rush Hour tomorrow between 5:30 and 7.